Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to the O.W. Prince Ministries Evangelical Broadcast. I am your host, Bishop O.W. Prince. Today, I would like to share with you a topic entitled, Spiritual Lesbianism. Does God Call Women to Pastor? Deuteronomy 22 and 5 says, The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. The Hebrew word for garment in this scripture verse is simla. It is derived from the root word kamal, which means to resemble and take on the likeness or appearance of something. Therefore, our scripture has a broader reaching and morally significant meaning than that which is initially or superficially perceived. It is more than a warning against cross-dressing. It is a directive from God against sexual perversion and gender role exchange. A man is to look and dress in a manly attire. He should occupy a manly office or station in life. A woman is to look and dress feminine. She should occupy a woman's office or station in life. To do otherwise is to be in direct contradiction to God's order regarding male and female roles. Those who practice such perversions and contradictions are an abomination, that is to say, a detestable thing unto the Lord. The New Testament states God's divine order in 1 Corinthians 11:3 this way. Now I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of woman is man. 1 Timothy 2 and 12 says, They should be silent, speaking about the woman, and not be allowed to teach or to tell men what to do. Ephesians 5:22 through 24 says, Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives submit to your husbands in everything, as opposed to some things. This is irrefutable evidence of God's divine order of gender roles. A woman should not be in authority over man, especially with regards to matters of divine leadership and the worship of God. Therefore, how can a woman be a pastor without contradicting and perverting the order of God? To do so is equivalent to her taking on the appearance of a man. To do so is equivalent to spiritual lesbianism. In a social climate of sexual equality, the biblical teaching of only allowing men to be pastors and elders is not popular. The feminist movement denounces this position as antiquated and chauvinistic. In addition, many Christian churches have adopted the politically correct social standard of ordaining women as elders and bishops in the church, allowing them to pastor and exercise authority over men. But the question still remains, is this biblical? Is this God's way? Is this God's order? The question of women as pastors has become so divisive that many churches and denominations have simply acquiesced to the social pressures of the feminine movement. Many have allowed social policy and worldly theology to dictate their practice. These weak, trifling, lily-livered, spineless men have allowed women to dictate to them what is righteous. It's the Adam and Eve fiasco all over again. And we know what happened with that. The Holy Scriptures plainly and simply answers the question of women as pastors by saying no. Women are not to be pastors and elders. Many may not like that answer, but it is an accurate representation of the will of God in Scripture. Many have tried to change God's word regarding this subject, but God's word is eternal and unchanging. Let me be clear. There are many gifted women who might very well do a better job at pastoring and teaching than many men. However, it isn't gifting that is the issue, but God's order and calling. What does the Bible say? We cannot come to God's word with a social agenda and make it fit our wants. Instead, we must change and adapt to what the word of God is saying. What about a woman preaching in the church, you may ask? Well, let's look and see what the scripture has to say. Look at Acts 2:17 and 1 Corinthians 11. I believe you'll find the word of God indicating this. In the last days, God will pour out his spirit on all people. Sons and daughters will prophesy. but realize that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of every woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. Every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her male leadership. It is as disgraceful for a woman to preach with her head uncovered as it is for her to have her hair shaved off. A man ought not to cover his head, however, since he is the image and glory of God. But woman is the glory of man. For man did not come from woman, but woman from man. Neither was man created for woman, but woman for man. It is for this reason that a woman ought to be under the authority of man and show respect for her male leadership by covering her glory, that is to say, her hair, while prophesying or praying. I believe that the Holy Spirit of God and the Scripture establishes that women may prophesy within the body of Christ. However, she should be with her husband or at the very least under the oversight and authority of a male pastor. It is very important that the order of God be upheld even as the word of God is being preached. A female preacher must show her submission to the proper order of the church as revealed in Holy Scripture and ordained by an eternal holy God. This is the word of God. Repent!
Thank you for allowing us the privilege of ministering to you through the anointed word of God. We are excited about what God is saying to his church through the preaching and teaching of Bishop O.W. Prince. We trust that this message has been a blessing to you. We invite you to become a part of this kingdom ministry. To find out how you can best support this ministry and help spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, call us at 803-720-2026. Again, that number is 803-720-2026. Or email us at anointed@sc.rr.com. The Word of God says in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave. And in Ephesians 5:2, it says, Christ also has loved us and given himself for us. God is a giver, and he wants us to be like him. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. As you give into God's ministry today, remember, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Life hurts, but God heals.